Welcome, Christopher. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, Christopher, you describe yourself as more than a choreographer, and I won't say just a choreographer.
Thank you.
More than a choreographer, as an alchemist. What does that mean?
Well, for me, it means that I use a whole bunch of disparate art forms, you know, conceivably disparate, and I combine them, commingle them, see what is best, what each one does best, and seek a result from that experience. So I often call it my tool belt. So if I need a character to fly through the air, for example, you can imitate that in various methods of dance. You can also actually physically experience it with a puppet, for example. So I will, you know, if I need that flying character, let's say, I'll pull out the puppetry stop, you know, or, you know, draw the puppetry tool from my belt and use a character that can do so. Because in puppetry, that can be done. You can actually have a little being fly through the air. And whereas with the human anatomy, it takes a different type of stylistic, quality, a movement quality to give that impression. So it just depends. And I think the alchemy concept comes from the idea that, you know, you can combine sort of rough-hewn elements and get a result that is as beautiful as gold.
So when you take this alchemy now and you're applying it to a project that you're working on right now here at Interlochen Arts Academy with
Absolutely.
Our students, tell us a little bit about the project.
Sure. This project is for the Young Americans Concert as part of the New York Philharmonic Biennial. It will be performed live in front of the orchestra at David Geffen Hall in New York City, which is an incredibly exciting experience for the students. I have selected 6 dancers from the Interlochen Arts Academy Dance Company, and I have created a little choreographic piece to a composition by Nico Muhly. And this will be the New York premiere of that work of his. It has premiered once in Seattle, I believe, I think in 2012. But I have a recording of that premiere that we've been working with in the studio. And what's surprising to the students is, you know, that this will be performed live right behind them as they're on stage with it. Yeah, so that's always exciting. Nico's music is incredible. It has a sweetness to it. It has a ferocity to it. It has a kind of gorgeousness with an underlying sense of danger. And when I was given this commission, I first listened to the music and I immediately imagined a kind of ritualistic scenario to it. Because I think what he's done is he's drawn on composers that have done this incredibly well in the past. Not direct quoting at all, but he has given me the impression of a Stravinsky, for example. So I almost heard this as some sort of really ancient, original or first rite of spring. Because I've been quite interested in seeking the earliest mythology I can find in humankind. So I've looked as far back as the, you know, Paleolithic age, and there is evidence of mythic thought or, you know, sort of religious thought in even Neanderthal man, which coexisted with Cro-Magnon man during this period and also coexisted with these megafauna beasts that appear in the piece as kind of totemic symbols. So where was I going with that? Yes, the music and the movement coming out of it. Mm-hmm. So yes, I heard this scenario when I first heard Nico's music. And that's how I work in a way. I kind of hear a piece of music and a little germ or a seed is born in my mind and it begins to sprout from there.
So you take this mystical aspect and this anthropological aspect. And then, of course, you have that open palette because you can build anything you want. But now you're working with young people and trying to impart this to young people. How's that?
Well, I will say it's amazing and it's also challenging. So amazing in that this is material that is new to most of these young dancers. It's something they wouldn't have experienced yet in their careers. So in a way, they're totally pure. They're totally fresh palettes. You know, they're lumps of clay that I can mold gently. And that in itself is incredible because they don't have any presupposed mannerisms or, I mean, they do study a lot of ballet. So there's a lot of that training in them, which I've kind of had to gently, you know, ease out of, so to speak. But yeah, they're very malleable, very excited, and just totally zealous about the project. So that's the exciting part. And then the challenge is just that same thing. They're so new to this that it's a difficult thing for them to learn a different movement vocabulary, which mine is because it's not something they have seen before.
Right. And you're teaching them, not hiring them, which is a very different situation with the professional dancer.
Absolutely. Yes. In the professional world, you know, the dancer comes in knowing that they're being paid for their work. They have a job to do and they have a limited time to do it in. And for us here at Interlaken, this is a learning process. It's a creative process that's also part of their education. And that's also an exciting thing for me because it's as rewarding to them as it is to me. I get to see young dancers growing and learning things that I didn't learn often until college, for example, in their processes. And that's a very beautiful thing and makes for a wonderful emotional connection between us. I call it a kind of magical bond that is a long-lasting one. And I hope to continue to see them grow and perhaps work with them in the future one day.
Christopher Williams, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you.